You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back, final hour on a Monday, busy week with basketball starting on Wednesday evening. We'll be in Nashville all day Wednesday and throughout the week. Let's get you back to the calls, and Jim is next.
You know what, Paul? I heard, it's not funny. It's really not funny at all, but I heard Domino, I know his name is Dominique, but he tries to trash me, so I'm going to trash him, calling him Domino. But anyway, what I called about was this, talking about that strep throat. I didn't know you had it. I had it. I had it, big, bad case. I was like 3 or 4. I think I was 4 years old. And I tell you something. I'm telling you, I mean this. I avoided doctors as much as possible until I got my arm cut, you know, when I was 17, because of this. Some stupid doctor, in my opinion, he's stupid, gave me a prescription for the strep throat. That's serious stuff. I mean, it was really serious when I had it. And my mother was really worried about it. So was the doctor. But he gave me, have you ever heard about this?
No.
And I want you to please ask your wife about this. Okay. Will you do that?
Sure.
What he gave me was a medication that turned my beautiful white teeth yellowish, not dark yellow, but, you know, enough to where the white was gone. And it embarrassed me so much because I was a nice looking guy, had girlfriends, and they didn't mind it, I don't get, but it made me mad
right. Every
time I'd look in that mirror. And I was always too picky, too particular about my looks. But have you ever heard anything like that?
Kind of medication? I mean, first of all, strep throat is highly contagious. It takes about 3 to 5 days to get out of your system. So I'm not telling Dominic what to do, but I've never heard of it. What specifically did you take that made your teeth turn?
That's what I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Can you ask your wife?
I'll ask her. She's not a dentist.
You ask your wife what could have been given to me that turned my teeth from normal, you know, good-looking, pretty white to a yellowish. And you know what? When I was 17, 18, even now, they're still that color. And I could have got them, you know, painted or whatever you do, to whiten them. But I just didn't feel like going through all that.
Right. Yeah. No, that's.
But it burnt me up. It burnt me up.
By the way, you're justified in being burnt up. So a doctor prescribed something that made your teeth turn, right?
It was the medication that he gave me that caused my teeth.
I wonder if he
and he told me later. He said, "Oh yeah, after the facts, they don't tell you until after the fact." He didn't tell me until after the fact.
That guy should have his license taken away.
Well, I mean, you might be joking, but I don't think the guy will be working on a pig, much less human being.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I mean, pigs have rights too, I suppose.
Well, I mean, Paul, teeth are essential to your personality, to your looks, everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I always hear this that, you know, it's a big part of whether you smile or not, and.
Well, I smiled all the time, and I was told, I mean, I'm not bragging, but I was told, and they said, Dick, I'm just telling you, listen, man, they said, you have got beautiful teeth, beautiful smile, even with the teeth, you know.
Well, that's a really good compliment, because people, generally speaking, they you know, people that smile, I had somebody tell me that once when I started ESPN, I was like scared to death. It was Lee Corso, as a matter of fact, and he said, go out there and smile. People don't get as mad about at you when you say something negative and you're smiling. I've never quite mastered that.
Now, you know, since then, I don't want to smile anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't.
But I wish you would. Could you even email me that? What her answer is?
Yeah, I'll check on what could make your teeth turn, okay?
No, just ask her, what medication for strep throat, you know, back 25 years ago or 30 years ago, what could make your teeth, what
by
medication?
By the way, a friend of mine has checked in, and I'm there is something, tetracycline will make your teeth turn yellow.
And it doesn't go away either, does it?
Apparently not. It's a side effect of tetracycline.
Well, I'm glad.
You're onto something there, Jim. I've never thought about it, but there are certain, I would say they're antibiotics. Now I'm getting expertise in pharmacology, but I'd say that you very well got a side effect of a very strong medication.
Well, check with your wife and see what she thinks it is. But
okay.
Who was that, a doctor friend that checked in with you all?
It was somebody, a very, very learned individual.
I'd like to talk to him, but I guess you don't want to reveal that, do you?
Well, by the way, I'm hearing it from a lot of people right now. Let me look at this tetra. Am I pronouncing that right? Tetracycline.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah, tetracycline is an antibiotic, Jim, that deals with bacterial infections, and I'm trying to find out. Apparently, it's no longer in use.
Okay, that makes sense to me because.
Hold on, give me a second. Let me check with Mayo MD here, and see if it does cause one of the side effects, according to what I'm looking at, is teeth staining.
Yeah, and it never it doesn't go away.
Yeah, apparently it can cause gray teeth.
Exactly, mine are not gray. They've just been. I'd have a kid. I'd be in a store or something with. And he'd look at me and say, "Golly, you got yellow teeth." I want to go, I want to go home and cry.
No, it's. I'm glad. I mean, I know it's been a couple of years, but Jim, I don't want to be a dentist here. I'm not. I don't even like going to them.
I would think it's more in the line of a doctor.
I think if you went to a dentist and had your teeth bleached with peroxide or something else.
Yeah, I know that, Paul. I didn't want to do that.
Okay, but I think that would cure the problem. I realize I'm late to the party or late to the...
Well, I understand what you just said, but I just didn't want to go through all that.
Okay. Well, it's not a big deal.
Let me tell you this, Paul.
Okay.
I can understand why they terminated that. They were probably getting lawsuits for what happened.
Yeah, by the way, according to what I'm reading now, it can happen pretty quickly, too. So you...
It happened immediately with me. And I asked my mother, and I went, "Mother, look." She said, "Oh, my goodness." And then she called the doctor, and he said, well, that can do that. The medication, she said, it's a strong, he said to her, he said he needed a strong medication for the strep throat, and that's why we gave it to him.
You know, in the end, Jim, you probably, 3 to 5 days, it would have, there's an old axiom in medicine that most colds, sore throats run the course 3 to 5, 6 days, whether you go to a doctor or
the doctor
you do
told
nothing.
My mother I could possibly die from how bad my case of strep was.
Okay, well, I'm glad that didn't happen, but but your teeth were obviously a casualty of war.
Absolutely, but I mean, that's why I gave me the strongest medication.
Yeah.
You know, but it caused me other problems. All right, Paul, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad we could clear that up. And by the way, I know nothing about dentistry. Other than brush your teeth after every meal and floss. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And it will make your, but tetracycline will make your teeth turn. Yeah. Johnny B, you know anything about dentistry?
Paul, I know this. I didn't cry when old Yeller died, and I ain't gonna cry when he's gone. Won, won. Poor guy. Poor guy. You know, he's like one of these guys that watches TV, and whatever comes on, he's got it. It made me think a while ago when, you know, between Domino and Larry, it seems like they got more health issues than anybody on here. But, don't be watching them shows and calling in here and saying your ovaries is hurting because, you know, I'm not buying but so much of this. And if you got strep throat, you don't feel like calling in to no show. You're really sick, you know.
Suggesting, Johnny, that maybe Dominique did what we all did, and I did it. You did it. I bet you did it. Ma, I have a sore throat, Mom.
Hey, Paul, you did it Friday, man, after you went to the Biden State of the Union. And
you're right.
Got
you know, I apologize, Johnny B. I did not get back in time. I went to the State of the Union, and I stayed for Katie Britt's Kitchen Talk. And here
Man,
I am.
That wasn't the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Hallmark Channel came to life. I was squalling like a cooked cat.
I mean, I'm surprised, Johnny, that Saturday Night Live didn't do a skit on it.
If they don't, they should, because that was probably the funniest.
I wouldn't even be surprised if Kimmel made a joke about it at the Oscar, but he wouldn't do
well,
that.
You were
would
right
he?
There with Bernie, and I'd like some of those mittens, because those mittens that Bernie had. I get cold and I get this Raynaud's in my hand. See, I've got all these old health issues too. But Jim, you know, he may get a lawsuit out of this, and I hope he does, because he had to get rid of that Lincoln. And I saw him the other day. It was a pretty day, and there was this white van, and it didn't have any windows. It said free candy, and it was parked down by the park, and all the little kids were playing. And that's what he was telling me. He says, y'all sure have got pretty teeth and a pretty smile. Would y'all like to get in this van and go for a ride? But thankfully, the authorities stepped in there and took care of that.
By the way, Johnny, yes, I hate to interrupt you, but I just noticed my teeth are turning gray right now as we're talking. I wonder what I did wrong. We'll take a short break, and I'm going to call a dentist, and I'll see you in a minute, I hope.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back here on WebMD, the evening edition. Let's check in with Floyd up next. Hey, Floyd.
Hey, Floyd. Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
You can call me Floyd.
I'm sorry you're feeling bad. But the other day, last week, you and one of your callers was talking about Eli Gold.
Yes, right.
And he didn't know for sure what he was doing now, but I had gotten a newspaper the day before, and it had a big article in there about him. And he is announcing for one of the football teams and plays indoors.
I think Floyd, that is in Nashville.
Right, the Cats, I believe is what
right.
they're called.
Right.
And I didn't know. I hadn't been able to hear you since then, and I didn't know if you...
Yeah, I appreciate you telling me. And then since I said that, somebody mentioned that Jacksonville State University was going to use him as well in baseball. So apparently he is he's still very active.
Yeah, they said he had done this a couple of years before.
Right. Oh, Eli has done. I mean, there's not a sport around or a franchise that Eli has not broadcast. He's that.
Oh yeah, I know. I've that heard well thought him a lot of yeah. times on things. And I'd say to myself, well, I didn't know he did.
You know,
that.
For those who don't know, I mean, he started as a hockey broadcaster, but he really his first brush with national fame was he was the anchor on MRN, the Motor Racing Network, that did all the NASCAR events.
I remember that. Yeah.
He was fantastic on that too. I mean, I can't.
He was a good announcer. I don't know why they didn't let him go on his own terms. He was good for.
I agree with you. I think it's particularly sad when you have somebody who has been. I mean, it's one thing to be a broadcaster for a couple of years. The guy was there for a lifetime. For many people.
But as soon as he got ill and missed a little bit of time,
That was terrible. I mean, the guy broadcast 7 national championships for Alabama.
Oh, yeah, for crying out loud. Well, I just wanted to let
thank you, Floyd. Thank you very, very much. You take care of yourself and you be well. Appreciate it very, very much. So let's check in with Ricky, always one of my favorites. Ricky in Mississippi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Ricky, we're doing great.
It's been a while, man, but...
Well, you're probably out there playing clubs.
Nah, that's over and done with.
For those who don't know, Ricky was a superb musician back in the day.
That's what I was told.
I've checked you out. I mean, they say you burned down a few joints in Mississippi.
I had a few in Alabama, too. I traveled a little bit over there, too, man.
I'm sorry I missed your tour, because
I remember one time back in the 80s, we played at the old Bama Theater over there.
Bama Theater, that is one of the oldest theaters in the country. Beautiful place.
Yeah, we played there one time. I remember playing. I said, man, this is cool, man. It's got good acoustics in there, too. But anyway,
so do you still play at all, or do you, just for fun?
No, I've dropped it. 2015, I was done. I was done. I got my stuff is still is collecting dust in the closet right now. I ain't got it out. Yeah, done. I'm kaput.
Okay, no more questions.
But I was calling though. I wanted to you know, it's tournament time now, and. And looks like State gonna have to, they're gonna have to beat LSU to even get into.
Yeah, they have lost at the wrong time.
Yeah, man, it's scuffed. The women too. They both of them scuffled at the same.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Same time, man. Yeah, you know. So I don't know, man. You know, it's. But I was excited about Josh Hubbard. I told you before the season started how good he was gonna be. I don't get excited like the way the NIL goes and the transfer portal. I don't get excited about players too much no more, because you might not see them the next year. So
no, you're dead on.
And that's kind of the way it is now. As a fan, you can't get excited about the future with a team, because you don't know if they're gonna even be there the next year. You know, so. I'm just gonna watch and try to pull for him as best I can, you know.
Well, Ricky, it is always great to hear from you, and thank you very much for calling. Let's talk to Snake up next. Hey, Snake.
Hey, Paul. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I was listening to Jim, and does he not know of Google? Somebody should tell him.
You're trying to put me on the spot.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry about
that. You're trying to put me in bad stead with.
Okay,
page
54. I'm sorry to do that. But anyway, those antibiotics do not turn your teeth yellow; they turn them gray. And I know what causes teeth to become yellow. The doctor should have prescribed Midol or something, because you never know when he's going to be on his period. But anyway. The yellowness comes from all of that piss and vinegar.
Ooh. Maybe you may be onto something there.
I know I am, but I'm not going to take up any more of your time. It's all I got, but that that's what caused it. It was the P and V.
Well, thank you, Snake. Thanks for checking in with us. If you had said today, what's the last possible subject for tonight's show, it would have been strep throat. Jace is up next in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to comment on Jim saying he almost died from strep throat. I Googled it, and only maybe 1,000 to 1,500 people die from strep throat every year. Okay. So there he is, you know, caught in another lie. And as far as his yellow teeth go...
Well, we don't know when that was, though. I mean, it could have happened a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, as far as...
By the way, Chase, one thing I do agree with you. I've never heard the World Health Organization or the CDC putting out an alert for a epidemic or pandemic of strep throat.
Right, and let me give...
It is contagious. It's a bad case of sore throat, but it is more contagious, though.
Right. Well, let me give him a little advice as far as yellow teeth goes.
Okay.
If you'll take those damn dentures out and soak them at night, they won't be yellow.
Ooh. Jim,
just saying,
not getting
Paul.
A lot of sympathy here from the peanut gallery. Hey, thanks for the call, Jace. Come on, man. I was trying to help the guy, and I'm getting slammed. John is in Columbus, Ohio. Hello, John.
Hey, Mr. Paul. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you.
I was wondering about y'all, Alabama's new head coach. Is he considered a Yankee?
You know, he's from South Dakota. I don't think South Dakota qualifies for Yankee-dom.
How many Yankee coaches has Alabama had?
Well, they got one. They just had one. Nick Saban was from...
West Virginia ain't Yankee.
Is West Virginia above the Mason-Dixon line? Barely. I mean, it's kind of... I don't know. It's kind of right on it, isn't it? It's got to be above.
You
it's
know
gotta
better
be above
me.
It. Yeah, I mean, I think... Well, it's kind of a weird state, though. But, I mean,
Paul,
I wouldn't say Saban was a Yankee. Other than that, they've had a Texan... They've had an Arkansan.
But how long did they last?
I'm not a tied historian, but Gene Stallings lasted about 8 years, won a national championship, did pretty well.
Where was he from?
I think Coach Stallings was from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, does Jeff from Columbus still call the show, Paul?
Rarely, occasionally.
Oh, okay, because I don't catch you all until I get off work around 4:30 or 5, and I don't know if he's calling before that or...
Yeah, no, Jeff is... we heard from him around Christmas, but we hear from another guy in Ohio a lot more, a guy named Elliot.
Hey, Paul,
and every time we hear from
call.
Elliot, we yearn for a call from Jeff.
Hey, I was talking to Johnny B on Friday because you were at MIA. We were trying to figure out. I was out of the country
on Friday. I was.
I heard. Did you know how to find me on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
The SEC is overrated.com. That site's back up and it'll take
did
you to
you
my
ever,
Twitter.
Were you able to track my plane on Friday?
I never thought of that. I'm going to have to figure that out. I started a visual for you. We were worried about you. You know, last time there was contract negotiations in place when you missed the day. I thought you were done for. I thought you were either retired. So I got questions
Elliot,
for you.
Elliot, you may be right about that. Maybe just a couple of weeks early.
So I got questions for you. That's going to tell us a little bit about this situation. Have you recently adopted any pets? Because
no,
that was a big clue.
The answer
Nick Saban.
Is no, I have not.
Nick Saban got Abby. Everybody should have figured out in August when he got Abby what was going to go down.
My pet is, there's not going to be any more adoptions as long as he's around. He is the quintessential only child.
Do you have Friday FOMO where you suddenly call in sick? We know that answer.
No, I'm perfectly healthy today. Well, any other questions?
Have you caught yourself daydreaming? I got two more questions. Have you caught yourself daydreaming at work?
Have I caught myself daydreaming about night things in the middle of the afternoon? That was a great country song in the 80s.
And then the final question.
I am daydreaming during this call.
Are you reminiscing lately with people like Bam and Nick and Ricky about the good old times?
I am.
These are all
guilty as charged. Back when the show was really good and people like you didn't call in.
Coming around, that retirement day is coming. All the signs are there, Paul. All you need is a house in Jupiter.
In fact, I'm looking at one tomorrow. I won't be here. I'll be down in Florida looking at what Nick Saban did not buy. We'll take a short break. We will be here tomorrow. We'll be here all week. We're not going anywhere. That is unless that guy calls back again.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back to the call. Jim, who got this?
You know, I'm still fired about some scumbag that you got. That's why I don't want any part of your dadgum call and stuff, because they're not going.
Sure,
nobody's going to elect me, because okay. I tell it like it is.
You're,
you know,
you're pretty popular.
That Tom, let me tell you, Paul, you're stepping on my call, and I'm mad. I'm pretty damn mad at that that scumbag Jace. He's been doing that kind of crap for about a month or 2 months now. And he's the scum of the earth. I'm telling you, I apologize the other day about some stuff. But I'm not going to be ashamed of this call, because if that scumbag said that to me, he might not have any teeth. That's how mad he made me.
What did he say? I don't
even
remember.
A scumbag, jealous, dumbass like Jace from Georgia would say that. I mean, he's a pure scum, Paul. Pure scum. Yeah, I'm mad about it. I hope he probably not ever run into
Jim,
me.
Jim, could I interrupt for one? What did he say that upset
you? Go ahead, Paul. It's your show.
What did
you have
he
that
say?
Right, like the lady said. Like the lady said, Paul, you have that right.
I want to know what he said that upset you so much.
You didn't hear what? Play back what Jace. Play it back to yourself.
Okay.
You didn't hear what he said?
I'll watch it tonight.
Let me talk. Man, you step all over my call. He said, just another lie from Jim.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now.
You don't listen anymore,
Paul. Yeah, Jim,
Paul.
I'm up there in years where my memory is not what it used to be.
Well, I know. That's why our man's not going to call anymore. He's tired of it.
Good.
I mean, really, Paul, I'm just, you know me, I'm gonna speak out when I have to.
Well,
the show's gone downhill, Paul.
Yeah.
From scum like you keep on the air with Jace and old Hick Johnny B. Talking about they have natural yellow teeth, and there ain't no medication that did it. Just that dumbass redneck ways.
Okay. Do you really think the show's bad, Jim? I mean, I'm asking
what?
For a friend.
Do you say what?
So, I mean, you really think the show's gone
You
down?
Got bad callers. It's not as bad as it used to be, but you got bad callers. And you know what that Eagles, bad callers breed bad callers. And breed bad
Jim,
calls.
I know I should probably offer you a commission for that. How do we make this show great again?
Just stop taking those calls or cut them off. I told you that 10 years ago.
Okay.
That's what you used to do. That's what you used to do.
Back when the show was good.
Yeah, when you said, stand down, Vickers. Stand down.
He wasn't a caller. He was a news guy.
I know, but you even corrected him.
So Jim, what do you think happened?
Paul, you just started getting lazy because you got desperate with any call because you wasn't getting calls.
Right. I'm looking at eight calls.
And the
right
reason you wasn't getting good calls is the very reason I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Look, Paul, decent people don't want to hear this crap.
No.
I'm telling they told me. They told me, why do you call that show? It's not decent. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. That's a fact, Paul. I'm telling you the facts.
Well, I wish you'd reconsider being in the caller bracket.
That's what you say. That you want me in there to have a to get the stupid ass caller bracket some credibility.
Right.
I don't want any part of it.
By the way, that's 100% true what you just said.
I know. You know. I know your drill.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to use you to make us better.
I've had the pulse on you for years, Paul, and you know
You got me, Jim. You got me figured out.
It's not hard. It doesn't take a rocket science.
No, I'm not very smart.
Well, I'm just saying, sure you want top callers in the bracket because it gives you credit, but that stupid list is a bunch of clowns.
So right now we got, this is the bracket. We got Legend,
the only
Handsome
good thing you
Joe,
get in
the,
well, I tell you what,
Squirrel.
Just keeping Johnny, Johnny, one-tooth Johnny out of it.
Where's Johnny B? He's not even in that bracket anymore, is he?
I know, Paul. I'm trying to make that point.
Yeah,
you don't listen anymore.
We got Trey, number 13.
Well, he's another liar.
We got AJ. AJ's in there.
Oh, AJ. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, he's class. He's a class guy here.
We got Squirrel.
Well, you named three scumbags right there in a row. Pure scumbags.
Dominic, you've already talked about. We got Larry.
Well, Dominic's not a scumbag, but he's getting to be. They're teaching him how to be one.
We got Dwayne from New Orleans.
I don't even listen to that guy. He's
we got Logan from Alabama.
Oh, yeah, the criminal-looking guy.
Yeah.
Who was it the other day that says, good night, look at that guy, Logan. I mean, he looks like a pure criminal, Paul.
Jim, what you just did
I'm
here a minute.
I'm telling it like it is.
Yeah, I mean, we need
like
that,
I
Jim. We need
have.
You could win this thing.
I don't know I can't because you're not going to let me win it.
No, I'll let you win.
No, I would have won it 14 times. That I never won it,
Jim,
because you didn't want me to win.
Jim, I want you to win the thing. I really do.
Well, you, I know for a fact you had it fixed where I couldn't win.
I will guarantee you make the final four.
I'm not going to be in that. I don't want to appear. Paul's embarrassing me.
I'll guarantee you. I'm not going to be associated with those clowns. I will guarantee you winning the tournament.
Okay, here we go. NIL. Give me a, I'm like, what's his name? Isaiah Bond. What do you pay me? What's the price?
Let me know. You don't have to do it personally. You can have your representative call me, but you tell me what you want because I want you in that tournament.
I'm not going to be in it.
Okay.
I don't need part of that crap.
Okay. I try.
I mean, that's no insult to you, Paul. It's just insult to the callers.
Okay.
You got stupid, crappy callers. I tell you who I would vote for. Vote for Susie. At least she's a lady.
Yeah, she is.
At least she's decent. I mean, really, she is a good teacher, and she's not nasty.
No.
She, you know, I said that the other day. She said she don't like me. That's fine. She has that right. But I like her because she's not, you know, she's not foul-mouthed and criticized. She criticizes, but she does it properly.
Well said.
And you know that. Come
okay,
on, Paul.
Well,
you're not dumb.
I'll see
you know
what
that.
I can do, Jim. Thank you very much for...
All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you for a fantastic call. Wesley is in Baton Rouge. Hey, Wesley.
Hey, Paul. Just wanted to call and elaborate a little bit on Jim's yellow teeth situation.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm 67 years old, and when I was back in elementary school, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm
your age. Okay, so I don't know the reason. If there was a strep throat epidemic or what was going on. But we in the elementary building all had to take this antibiotic.
Right.
Tetracycline or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. And it turned my teeth yellow. They've been yellow ever since.
Really?
I've gone to dentist.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I've gone to dentist to have them bleached. I've gone and had them tried to brighten them and lift the color out with the light.
That's interesting. So Jim said, I don't know how old Jim is, but so you're saying this would have been in the early 60s, mid 60s.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you very much for that.
At the same time, we were all getting smallpox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're talking to me. I was there. Hey, thank you very much. We're up against the break. Back with more right after this. I'm going to go check my teeth.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.